good start to the podcast.
Not a good start.
Heather's going to turn it on and be like, oh, shit.
I did just say, see her day with the eyes looking up. I'm going to get a text in 2 minutes.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that's good. That's exciting. Like, are you fucking kidding me? When that goes off in 2 minutes, I know exactly what it's going to be. Oh,
what the fuck is that?
Why would you say that?
That's weird.
All right, guys. Just so you know, we're starting the podcast off. My lovely fiance updated her Facebook profile picture to an adorable picture of both of us.
It was very cute.
Yeah. So I immediately asked Grady, what should I comment on it? And he says, see your see you're dating another generic white guy.
Which, if you've ever seen Trey.
I'm very generic.
He is white.
I met two people today that look like me. One was
really?
Like, yeah, one looked like me like in 10 years. And I was like, I could see myself looking like
yes,
this.
Yes, it does. I yeah. see you.
Finally, I'm just like, I'll see them and I kind of eyeball them like, is this what I want to look like? Or then I'll see like kind of a chubby guy and I'm like, oh, no.
You know they say there's like 7 people in the world that look exactly like you.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Like, exactly.
Yeah, well, I believe it. I saw one in Maryville once on like the TV, like on the big screen. I was like, people looked at me like on the team and they're like, what the fuck is that? And I said, I was like, that guy looks just like me. And they're like,
he's so cute.
They're like, do you actually have relatives that go to school? I'm like, no. Like, what do you mean?
The good news is, as soon as I shave my head, I'm going to look like every bald white dude with a beard.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Hard as fuck. Are you getting gray hairs in your beard yet?
Nope.
I got one gray beard.
I hope so.
One gray hair.
I think it'd be sick to have a gray beard in my 20s.
Oh my god.
Honestly.
Change your...
Like, what's going to happen? I'm going to look the exact same for like 80 years. And then one day I'm going to... Like, Miranda's going to look at me and be like, you look kind of old.
Change your Xbox gamer tag to Grady's gray beard.
Grady the gray.
Gray beard. Oh my god. You have to change it to that now. Grady the
Gray. You shall not pass.
Great. You can't use Grady the Black.
Then I'd have to be.
Yep. Didn't talk to.
Yep.
You're going to have. Oh, man.
Bad meetings. That's a joke.
Yeah. No, I can't tell the difference, though. Like, everybody in anime looks the same, though. We're going to talk about anime today, so if you guys just want to tune out now, just do it.
So.
Bye.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the investments that we made within the last 2 weeks with everything going crazy. And we might talk about a little anime at the end.
No, we're talking about investments?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We did. I'm eating. Investments. Purchase. Yeah. Investing. Do it.
So, I think the craziest thing from this week is the Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm.
That is the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I wouldn't have seen that going to 30 cents in like 6 months.
Let's check what the price is right now.
I think it's 36 cents.
Really?
Something like that.
Damn.
It hit 50 for a minimal point. Because I saw at one point I had like a $98 gain.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yep, it's currently 3.15.
Yeah. So, right now, if you're listening to this at this very moment, which you're not, Doge or Doge?
Yeah, I still haven't figured it out. Everyone tells me different.
My brother called it Doggy Coin. And it makes so much
sense. I mean, Doggy. Yes.
It made so much sense.
That is true. Okay, I can see it from that viewpoint. But like, okay, the craziest thing about this is that this stock was at 0.002 like 2 or 3 months ago. I can't remember the exact time frame. But like, it's a meme stock. It's not even meant for anything. It's literally made as a joke. And people are like willingly throwing their money at it.
Yeah.
And the wildest thing to me is one of our friends, who will not be named for privacy purposes, he bought 10,000 of those bad boys when they were like 0.002. And he's been like $20. Mm-hmm. That's it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, dude, you need to check your stocks. And he gets on the other day, he's messaging me. He's like, yeah. With this at 47, that 47 cent mark, he's like, it's worth about $4,700.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can't imagine the people that bought a million of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or 10 million of them.
I know a guy had $7,000 worth of it last week.
That's ridiculous.
Last week.
If you bought...
You understand that the price of it has at least tripled or quadrupled this
absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
So that's $35,000 this week.
Let's see. 0.002.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you bought 10 million.
I've been doing that in other shit coins.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. My picks of the week.
Let's say you dumped 20 grand into Dogecoin at the beginning.
Trillionaire.
Which is ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah.
But with it at that 47 cent mark, you now have $4.7 million.
Exactly.
Which is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Off of an absolute meme coin.
I don't understand. With no purpose. I don't understand cryptocurrency still.
I don't either.
So, and my mentor tried to explain to me. These companies, they want to do stuff. And so they do cryptocurrencies. But I don't understand what the money transactions are for.
Right. So,
like, I think you're betting on, like, the future of money.
Yes, and that's, like, their whole gig right now.
But.
They're doing their future of money thing.
Yeah.
And they're going to start accepting, like, payment for these crypto coins. But, like, when is that? Where does that happen? Tesla's accepting Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But the price is varying so wildly, and even in the last few days, that even if you bought the base model Tesla, 30 grand, let's say he wants half a Bitcoin, which is the stock value. Well, even if it's half a Bitcoin today, like, that's worth 30 grand.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, when it drops to $50,000...
It was at 55 today.
Yeah, suddenly...
Exactly.
Suddenly, you're at a $25,000 vehicle.
Yeah.
Or does it continuously adjust based on the stock price?
I don't know.
Weird.
And, like, the whole thing with companies having, like, purpose. So, like, this one is for, like, we're going to do this with... whatever. And it's like, I don't get it. So, what is my money basing off valuations now?
Yeah. Because
the whole idea of stocks is... you're putting your money into a company based off of valuations of the company. If you guys don't understand stocks, it's all it is those are valuations. So the whole purpose of, like, stock markets and trending prices is what, so you either value companies off of what I do is you either value them off of sheets. So they're what their money, like what they can legitimately put on paper as revenue costs offsetting that way. Or you do a stock based off of if it's trending viral, like news-wise. If you ever see, like, Apple. Apple's a great example of this. Apple is a legitimate company. It's the second or third biggest company in the world right now.
Yeah.
And its stock price will go down no matter if it's doing a good thing. It'll go down every time it gets sued by another company for not letting them steal your data. Its price goes down.
Really?
So this last week, it went up so much because there was just nothing happening about Apple. And then, like, the second Facebook is like, oops, we're going to sue you because you won't let us mine data in Hungary or whatever. It's like, its price just starts going down.
Yeah, which is very odd to begin with.
Yeah.
That company is actually...
fuck you, Facebook.
I got banned off Facebook this week.
You're still banned?
Yeah.
Is it 30 days?
No, I got banned for only a day.
Oh, damn.
In case anyone didn't know this... apparently, you cannot say you have a brain fart. It's considered offensive on Facebook, and you will get banned for a day. Amazing, by the way.
I have butt farts.
Yeah. I do, too. Especially after that Chinese I ended in. Anyways.
So jealous of that. Yeah, so... I still don't under cryptocurrency. I mean, obviously, at this point, you see that Bitcoin will technically be the front runner for future money.
Absolutely. Right?
And, like, Ethereum is kind of like the second place guy, and then you have some other ones that are filing in.
Yeah, Ethereum's gone up quite a bit, even within the last 30 days.
Ethereum is at, like, 2K right now. It's from what I'm told, it's projected either 10 or 20,000 by the end of the year. So it's not even a bad play. Like, and what people need to understand is if you've invested in, like, cryptocurrency, you need to hold that for years.
Absolutely.
Not like 6 months, like years. Like, I have set numbers that my, like, kind of shit coins or, like, these, the new Doge coins, right?
Right.
That I will pull them out at, like.
Doge coins?
Yeah, I'm not getting Doge coins. I thought about it and I couldn't figure out how to trade it because you have to go through so many different platforms. I have four platforms I trade now on. And
that was the biggest issue with Dogecoin at the beginning.
Yeah.
You couldn't find it.
Yeah.
You had to download a very specific app in order to find it. And when you did that, it was so volatile, meaning that they were being sold and bought so quickly that the market couldn't even keep up. And they think that the value is drastically different during the courses of these minutes that you're buying the stock. which is true. Like the Reddit situation that happened a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Which I got in on. It's very hard not to, I would say.
Yeah. I lost some money on it.
I
closed the market. I lost money.
I made $500 one day, and the next day I lost $150. Yeah. I was like, okay, yep, I'm done. I was like, I don't see this being a continuing trend where I can do this every day.
No, you shouldn't, unless it's a full time position.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, if you're a day trader and you're doing mass quantities of stuff, you're probably used to losing or gaining $10,000 in a day.
Yeah. You can do like day to day trading, like kind of project. If you can read charts well, you can project, and then you're like, okay, this is going to take off here soon. And you can find stuff like, and this is what I was explaining to a guy today, is just find stuff like, he's like, I don't know what I would sell. I'm like, when you're content. Like, if you're holding stuff for months, like, I'm always like, am I content with this, like, this amount I've made?
Mm.
And thankfully, I got out on, like, a Bitcoin mining company.
Yeah.
I invested in it last fall. I made 120% gain. Last month off of it, like, you know, over the course of time, it got up to 120%. I was like, yeah, I'm okay. And I sold out. And since Coinbase went on the market, every mining company's valuation has gone down drastically.
Really?
So I saved myself from losing $20 per share off this thing. Mm. So I was like,
so what do you mean by mining?
So they just like, I don't get it. So that's, I don't understand how you mine. Like, I'm like, so they go out into like a mine and they just take pickaxes and they find like,
they're little, just pickaxing the coins like out fucking, of there.
Or is it like Mario? They're just like hitting their heads on the bricks and then one pops out.
So that was my question as well.
I think they just like, they find them somehow. They find people that have it, and then they acquire it. They have to buy them out, I guess.
I looked into this just a little bit, just because I was curious.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you harvest. I'm calling it a harvest.
Yeah,
that's because that's what I think.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think they're mining anything. But like, they're harvesting these bitcoins, which still don't understand it fully.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of research to do it. Apparently, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
They say you can leave your computer on and start a few programs, and it'll mine coins for you.
Yeah,
and I'm like, but why would I? I don't understand. I think the gain versus the loss.
I think the big thing with these mining companies is they develop software for the like harvesting.
Right.
So this one was like a Canadian one. It's like they were the front runners in the sector, and I got in early on, and I made which was nice. But yeah, they would always come out like they had this new like. This like software that they use, and
so if you can run that software, assuming this is all computers,
yeah.
Where, I mean, let's be honest, data exists, but you can still alter it in a way that you need to.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I figured out how to hack the mining system, and tomorrow I had 12 bitcoins.
You got a lot of money.
Yeah, I have a shit ton of money.
Yeah,
like a lot of money.
Yeah, so that's the hard thing about Bitcoin. I don't understand it. So, but I've put majority, I would say over half of my crypto investments is in Bitcoin, because that's, from what I'm told, that's the one to hold forever.
Yeah, I think Bitcoin's just a very safe bet.
It's the gold of crypto. And then you're looking at Ethereum is kind of like the oil, and Doge is like the Teslas.
I think Doge would be like the last thing you're concerned about.
Yeah.
Whatever's on the back burner for like 9 months from now, that's a dope coin.
It's the Ford F-150s. Fuck,
right.
Fuck you, Trent.
It's so ridiculous.
I told Trent I'd talk about his F-150 today. It's dumb. I'm just kidding. I love it. It looks so good.
It looks... Yeah, I looked outside. I was like, damn.
I know. look at that.
Like
more money.
There's a referral program for this mining. Like, I don't understand it.
So... but we're going to talk about what our investments were. So let me pull up all mine real fast and we can talk about them. Because there's not just coins or like money. So there's also these, I don't want to butcher what they are. Let me pull up like Stellar Lumens. What they are is they're going to be like not a cryptocurrency, but a banking platform to decentralize banking.
I would love that.
So that's why. So have you heard the stuff about XRP? Do you know what XRP is? XRP has actually had SEC lawsuits filed against them.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they're doing something right. They're putting banks out of business. They're going
Really?
They're going to eventually. Yeah, and it shot up from 40 cents to 150 during this whole Dogecoin thing, too.
Damn.
And I was like,
cool. See, I invested in those.
I can't trade XRP. But I didn't do it
until after Coinbase dropped the other day.
Yeah. It's a good time to invest right now, too. But so...
By the way, this is not financial advice.
Yeah.
We're just talking about what we are doing.
Yeah. If I say it's a good time, I believe it, but I'm not...
If you lose thousands of dollars tomorrow, that's on you, boo-boo.
Yeah. I would say just hold it for a long time. But so Stellar Lumens, which is like similar to XRP, mm-hmm. you can buy that. You just can't buy XRP right now.
Right.
But Bitcoin, Cardano is a good one right now.
Mm.
That's the next one I've been in. It's been dropping on me a little bit.
Chainlink. I am perfectly even on my crypto right now.
Yeah.
I am not gained and I have not lost.
I don't know. I'll tell you. I have so much stuff spread across platforms. Right. I can't even tell. I'm up. I can tell you I'm up.
The only things I currently have on Robinhood are Tesla and Ford.
Yeah.
And that's because...
Ford's a good one.
I firmly believe that as they start switching towards electric stuff, mm-hmm. that Ford will switch over, that Tesla will start to get more business as well.
Ford has Amazon's electric fleet bid.
No way.
Yeah.
Ford, like, guaranteed?
Ford got the bid.
Okay.
So Amazon's electric fleet will be built by Ford up in Detroit or Michigan.
All right, but...
Detroit's in Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said Detroit or Michigan.
I don't know. Anyways, I haven't looked at a geographical map in years.
Yeah, so you're gonna see Ford will blow up. It did blow up. I wanted to buy it at $4 after it dropped after COVID, and I
absolutely
didn't. And now it's at like 13. But Cardano's good just because that one's been around. The newest one I've gotten in is called VeChain. I think I told you guys to mm-hmm. get this.
I'm going to be in there.
VeChain is good. It's going to be an up-and-comer. It's only at 26 cents right now. And it's tripled the last week.
And what's that on?
You have to get it on crypto.com.
Oh, okay.
So that's the thing I sent you, and I don't think you liked that you had to show like a license or something.
Correct.
And I think I did it too, and I questioned it, and I just did it anyways. Because it's like setting up a... I think they're going to try to become like a bank. Like crypto.com wants to become like a decentralized bank because you can get cards, like credit cards off of it
mm-hmm.
for their, like you fund through their coin, their Crow coins.
Yeah.
And then as long as you have those in your account, you can use their card to spend like real dollars, but it's just converting to their money and then using their stuff.
The market for this crypto stuff is just crazy.
Yeah.
Just insanity.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think these are like normal stocks where you sit there and you value it on like logical thinking. Like Bitcoin and stuff makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just my brain. But like the coins that are like super cheap, like the 0.0003s, that doesn't make sense to me.
Tripled off of one of them already.
Oh, I bet.
Tripled.
Well, yeah, if it moves at all.
Yeah.
It's like drastic.
SafeMoon is literally the way to go.
Isn't that one of, I read a little bit about it. Isn't it a depreciating stock or something?
Yeah, so they burn coins as people buy them.
Right. So they said as you liquidate it, they take out like, I forget whether it was 1% or 10%.
I don't know.
But, I mean, the theory in itself is interesting. So the more people trade it, let's say in 10 years, I mean, what's going to happen? Is it actually going to be worth
a penny? I'll own 72 million of them.
Jesus Christ.
That was $80.
That was 80 bucks?
80 bucks.
That's it?
I bought it at 0.0. There's 5 zeros. I know.
Yeah.
Like 1.6. And it's at 5.032.
God damn.
When that hits a penny.
Oh, you're going to be loaded.
$715,000. And then when that hits 2 pennies, then we're in the millions, boy.
That's crazy.
It's insane, right?
I'm jealous of the people that got on Bitcoin when it first happened.
Yeah, right.
Or the dumbass who... You remember the story about the guy who paid with... He bought two large pizzas with 10,000 Bitcoins whenever...
Yeah.
They were super cheap in like 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Can you imagine being the delivery guy?
Yeah. And then there's... I have Elongate.
Mm-hmm.
It says Elongate, but it's like Elon Gate, as in Elon Musk Gate. I bought those, but I haven't been making money on that. It'll go up or down. I don't know. They're shit coins. That's the whole point.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can go up or down. It's just money that you're willing to, like, if you had $20 to burn, you can burn it. Or in 2 years, it'll pay off and you'll have a GTR. I don't know.
Possibly.
You'll have a house. If you can't afford, then the HOA will kick you out.
If you bought 10 million Dogecoins, you aren't working anymore. You are set for freaking life.
But yeah. But that was $80 a week ago.
Damn.
Yeah, so I'll check up next week.
I might have to get into it. We'll see.
I'll teach you how to do it. You just have to pancake swap shit.
Pancake swap.
Yeah, so you go dApps and then pancake swap. You have to activate dApps on your iPhone, though. They have it on their website. Mm-hmm. You just go to safemoon.net, and they have a video that shows you how to do it on iPhone and Android. Damn iPhone. And all you do is buy Smart Chain BNB. That's what you put your money into, and then you just convert it over to SafeMoon.
How many SafeMoon coins does that say right there?
It's over 72 million. And if you
That's add, insanity.
In the qu- and now your next well, question.
Well, if it goes like Doge,
yeah.
Let's say it gets up to 50 cents.
Bro. I will literally be running in the streets of Seattle naked. I will fly there.
72 million.
Yeah.
Times 0.5.
Yeah, 47,000. I don't even
know.
Million.
I don't know why I even typed this into the calculator.
Yeah.
Maybe if I use my brain for like half a second.
Yeah. Was that 44 million?
36.
See, I'm off, but it's okay.
$36 million.
Yeah, so that's what I would do. I wouldn't even... I don't know what I would do with my life. I would put half of it away for capital gains tax, and then that's
44%. If you have 72 million?
Yeah, because it's 40% for over millionaires.
It is?
They're raising it now. Joe Biden, yeah. Mm. Thanks, Joe Biden.
Oh, God.
You're so great.
apparently, even taxes on us are getting raised.
Yeah. Was it? It's only like 3%, though.
That's a big chunk.
Yeah, I guess so. That's still, yeah.
3% of your income, bro?
I get 5% discounts all day. Yeah. I like what people know, but I'm like, damn, that's a lot of money.
Damn.
But.
I mean, just for reference, like, for those tax, and I don't want to get too deep into it, we're going to get down the little hole, but like 3%, let's say I make $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of goddamn money. That's $1,500.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
And for someone who only makes 50K, it's like, wow. That's a lot of money during the year.
That's a paycheck.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just gone.
Do you figure out your taxes to where you don't have to, you get a tax refund, or do you figure them out where you like just don't owe anything or they don't owe you anything at the end of the year?
Personally, I don't know. This is actually my first year where I'm not a self-employed employee.
Uh-huh.
So I'm giving my taxes to one of my friends who's an accountant. I've told him to get as much money back as possible.
You haven't gotten your taxes? It's been past tax day. Oh, I guess no,
it's not.
They extended it. Yeah. Okay.
That's the only reason I'm not freaking out.
I did mine at the beginning with the H&R Block.
That would be myself. Responsible.
Yeah, and
ready. And definitely not procrastinating 4 months.
Yeah. Have fun next year when you have to do stock stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They now have a question on there. Did you exchange any cryptocurrency in the past year? And it's like, fuck. I don't know. Even how do you...
I did not.
Yeah. I didn't either. So, I was like, I don't even...
I wish I did.
I don't know how you're going to track that.
I mean, yeah. I exchanged a little bit of Bitcoin. Yeah. But it's not enough to even be noticeable.
Yeah. So, I don't know how you would track that.
That's like saying I went out and got a Chipotle burrito.
Yeah, right? I'm one receipt off, guys. I'm sorry.
Right, like you. There's $11 missing here. Yeah. Where did it go?
Gosh, I bought a soda.
I pulled it out for cash and used it a quick trip. Get over it.
Right. It's the taquitos, man.
Every time.
Gosh, dude. Yeah.
So but I think most of the stocks right now are really good. I don't see anything tanking obscenely heavy to where. At least any of mine that I'm freaked out about.
Yeah, I haven't... Well, so since I've gotten into crypto, I haven't even looked at, like... it's been the weekend, so I can't even look at, like, nothing's moving on the market. But, right. No, everything... Blockchain is just kind of going down. And that's half my portfolio, so that sucks. But, like, Apple's up, and then I have other, like, ETFs that are doing just
fine. I mean, yeah, and the stocks, like, the big companies, those aren't just going to crash out of the blue.
You know what's crazy? So this is funny. So anytime people like really complain about the stock market, like halting trading and stuff, and stuff's going up too high or too low. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference between the market halting and like a platform closing trading, like Robinhood, Fuck you.
But
because they have circuit breakers.
Yeah.
So you know what circuit breakers are? Mm-hmm. They go up like, it goes up like 150 or 200%.
Right.
I think it's either way. They have to pause it so that like stuff,
they can adjust back.
Yeah, you can catch up
to a little bit of normalcy.
Yeah. So
I mean, I understand that. I also think that's stupid.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's all right. Because if it's going to keep going up, it's going to keep going up. Like during COVID, it was a blessing because it hit three a day.
Someone who is me, who doesn't trade on the regular, like I hopped on and got AMC when that shit was going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for fun, just for funsies. And pretty soon, I was like, oh, I made a considerable amount of money at the time. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh. I'm losing money all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Which, if I want to sell right now, I feel like I should be able to.
Yeah. Well, circuit breakers, like, nobody can do anything. And it's...
Yeah.
So, the best thing is, if that's happening, is just put an order in.
Mm.
So, like, at a limit. So, a limit order, just put in a certain price. That way, you can just do it.
That's what I did.
You don't have to do, like, what's it called? Current price.
Right.
Market price.
And... Me not knowing a damn thing about investing, doing that was interesting, at least.
Yeah. But, like, halting trading for an entire platform, that's just ridiculous. Absolutely. You cannot do that, dude. It happened recently again, overnight, with crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they stopped.
So, my biggest concern with that is, like Facebook does it.
Mm-hmm.
They shut it down if you're doing something sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
The trading apps do it. They're shutting it down when it becomes too sketchy. And I'm like, all right, at what point does it stop? Because now the trading apps, that's my money that I put in there. And I would like to be readily available to access it unless it's an obscene amount of money.
Yeah. So.
Like if it's my $12 I want out of Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would like my $12.
Right. Yeah. You lose credibility.
I know.
Like, what's to stop anybody from going straight from Robinhood to Webull?
Do you know how many people did that?
Oh, I'm sure a ton.
There were an obscene amount of people that shut down their Robinhood account.
And you know how Robinhood makes money? Mm-hmm. They don't make money by you having it in your account. They sell your trading data to companies.
Right.
So they track your patterns.
Right.
And sell it to companies so they can base off of retail trading and try to play the market like
right.
that. I'm like, that is just ridiculous, too.
It's obscene.
I mean, I guess it's fine. Like, at this point, data is just a commodity.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like,
1-0-0,
you're losing. Yeah, you're losing. you're going to lose money off your actions because people don't want to use your platform.
Yeah, and can you imagine if a platform came out right as Robinhood was doing that and said, we don't do any trade restrictions.
Yeah.
You'd be like, all right, I'm downloading it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in it. Well, I'm investing in it now.
Like, you might as well just buy a Coinbase account. Like, or not buy, but just open a Coinbase account.
Yeah.
Never shuts down.
Yep. I didn't realize Coinbase had a 1% fee.
Yes. Yeah.
Or 99 cent fee.
Any crypto. And then I was mad. It's called gas fees. So any crypto platform has like a gas fee. So yeah.
I completely forgot about those fees, so I guess I am up.
Yeah. So when you have SafeMoon or when you want SafeMoon, it's like 11%.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? It's like...
Yeah.
What's that, 1 million shares of it? Like, fuck.
Yes. Something like that. So, yeah, it's like you have to pay like an 11% fee, but it's totally worth it at this point.
Like, absolutely. 100%. I mean, if that moves at all.
Yeah, like if I have to, I don't know, when I pull it out, if they charge me 11% fee when I pull it out, I'm going to look at it and say, fuck you.
I'm wondering, like, if you were to put $1,000 into that,
yeah,
let's say that, and like you've tripled in what, 3 days?
Yeah,
4 days?
Yeah, we'll say a week. It's been a week.
Yeah, say a week. Like, I mean, that's not bad at all.
No,
that's super easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would do it if it wasn't so like awkward.
Yeah, it's just a process, but like. Right. Bitcoin was a process. Dogecoin was a process.
Absolutely.
All these were processes. And the cool thing about SafeMoon, I'm not trying to hype this coin up. It's just like...
This is just the one that we're currently looking at.
It's literally my money maker right now.
Right.
I'm seeing it on Twitter now.
No shit.
I'm seeing it on, like, people are, like, posting, like, Safe Moon. Safe Moon. Like, it's the next thing. They're like, because when it's like, oh, like, Doge is, somebody talks about Doge, and then you just look at the sub threads, and you see, like, Safe Moon. Five later, Safe Moon. Mm. I'm like, oh, shit. I guess 500,000 people.
Well, if Elon Musk ever tweets about it.
Oh, my God.
That's the goal.
Oh, my
God. I'd be tagging the Elon Musk in everything.
The second, yeah, it's the second it's on, like, Coinbase or crypto or something that is just easily tradable, like, it's going to blow up. And then it's going to be the next Dogecoin.
Well, like, do any of these cryptos necessarily go down?
Yeah. They go up and down.
Well, yeah, but, like, you don't see one that was worth 12 cents
get
to 0.0009.
I haven't seen that. I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
I've only seen a few stocks that are, like, absolutely obscene looking at them.
Oh, like dropping?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there are a few on the Coinbase, but you'll know them when you see them. I mean, it's not hard.
Yeah. No, dude, all the altcoins, like the race for the alternate coins is just insane.
Absolutely.
It's pretty much just bet on a horse and hope they fucking run
fast. Right. Yeah, and it's like, well, at that point, let's say you put in $20 on every single one of them, it costs you $400.
Oh, yeah.
You're either going to gain that $20. What's the worst that happens? The stock tanks completely. You lose $20.
Yeah.
What's the best that happens? It goes up just like Doge.
Yeah.
Like 9,000%, whatever the hell happened to it.
Yeah.
And then you're rich.
Yeah. There is the best, like, the strategy that was told to me was pick five that you think are going to do okay, and then put $20 on all of them.
Yep.
And then put
$20. Well, that's what I did the other day.
Put $20 on all of them again later, like after your next check.
I plan on doing it monthly.
Yeah. It's $100 a month.
Yep.
And if they go down or they don't go anywhere, okay. Ooh. You lost $20, $40. Well, yeah, because you're splitting it up.
Right. I spent $30 today.
$30 on gas today. I'm never going anywhere but Costco for gas. That's
for real.
Take me with you next time. $31 for premium or 30. Take me with you. It was $3 for premium gas. I said, fuck this shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't even get it. I had to get the middle one.
Oh, I go to the Quick Trip right here. Uh-huh. It's like $3.15.
Yeah, fuck that.
But so fill up, it's $50.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so you lose like $40 like right away if one of them tanks. But in 2 years, when one of them goes up and you have 50 million coins of this thing and you made $20 million. Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Well, my biggest $10 million question after tax, is, will they let you take it?
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Who is the person that lets me cash out?
Yeah. That's where I'm... That's my next questions.
The real... Like, is it...
How do I get my money?
Do you transfer it to Bitcoin?
I don't know.
I assume you could...
If you... Yeah. If
roll it over.
If it's on Binance, I mean, you have to switch it to something else, and then you have to cash it to US dollars or somehow. You have to get it back to my bank account. Has to go back to my bank account.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There is no staying on...
Hey, I made $20 million in this stock. Hey, by the way, I can't access it.
going from like Nissan dealer to Nissan dealer, like, do you guys accept this crypto?
No. Okay.
Oh, shit.
I have $20 million with it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That would be the fucking worst. Oh, my gosh.
That's my biggest question with the cryptos. I mean, Bitcoin's becoming readily available to use.
Yeah, and you can still cash them out on some platforms. Right. Like Coinbase, you can cash out. Crypto.com, Robinhood, I guess, if you have it on there. You can sell those still. But, yeah, some of the other apps where it's like, if you just don't kind of understand,
absolutely. You have
to figure it out.
But
your accounts can link over, too. So if they shut down a trading platform, you can still apparently, like, link your bank account information over or something like that. Mm. I don't know, dude. It's too much, man.
The other day, I invested in three things. Three easy little things.
What was that?
And that was on Coinbase. I invested in Stellar Lumens.
That's a good one.
Which I saw that Misi did it, so I was curious. It's actually down.
I have Stellar Lumens too. Mm-hmm. They're decentralized banking.
Yeah. They're actually down. Civic, I invested in. They're super, super cheap.
I don't have that one.
They're going down.
Mm-hmm.
Compound, going down.
That one, no, but Compound's very high, though. Isn't it like, it's not like 600 a coin?
Right? Yeah, it's Fortnite. Currently, it's 493 a coin.
Oh, wow, okay.
Which is very, very upper edge.
Mm-hmm.
But comparatively, to where it's been, this is pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of its, of when it started at 60.
$60?
Mm-hmm. That was a year ago.
Yeah, so...
Then I had $5 in Bitcoin.
Nice. yeah, right now it's just a down point.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But yeah.
I mean, with everything becoming readily available and this information going out, more people are buying.
Yeah.
More people are buying, selling. Mm-hmm. So it's changing.
Just hold it.
Yep.
Just hold. That's what the money's not in buying and selling. It's in holding. That's a quote from one of those Investment Academy Instagram posts for billionaires.
Absolutely.
But one thing I can't tell, you ugly. Oh my gosh. Can't hold it for 10 minutes?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I'm drinking too much water.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll just talk about more about money. But yeah, so if you're going to... Oh, she got engaged. Oh, wait, what? Oh my gosh, people are getting engaged. Shout out to Max J. Moore. You got engaged, buddy. Looks like she's a queen, and your post is really cute. I will like it. Also, if you guys are wanting to know, so the way to get SafeMoon and the other one I talked about with Elongate, you have to get Trust Wallet. Trust Wallet is just a Coinbase wallet app. Download on your phone. If you're using iPhone, you have to follow a little more instructions. Android users, it's super easy because you D apps already works. But yeah, someone got engaged.
Why aren't we promoting?
I don't know, dude. I haven't done ads yet. I just haven't opened up ads to start them yet.
We should reach out to people. We have 20 listeners.
20 listeners. Hey! All right. But yeah. So how do you feel about Switch Pace? How do you feel the anime seasons that just ended?
I am distraught currently. I do not know what to do with my life.
Yeah, every good show pretty much just ended. Except, like, no, one ended. The other one went to a second fucking season.
Mm-hmm.
Mappa's breaking my heart.
So, me and Dre happen to be huge nerds.
Yeah, this is going to be a nerd episode.
You know, with anime becoming more like mainstream.
Yeah.
I'm kind of cool talking about it.
Dude, middle school, high school, you couldn't even mention it.
Bro, when I was in like middle school, I said I watched like Naruto.
Uh-huh.
I got roasted.
Yeah.
Roasted into the grave.
I would have roasted you too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I watched
it. And I wasn't the kid that ran around at recess with his fucking arms behind his back.
You just watched it. It's a good storyline.
Yeah. It was a good show. It's animated. It looks good.
Yeah.
And so, I think with it becoming more acceptable, like I'm cool with talking about it to like anyone.
Yeah.
My girlfriend does not like it. She's attempted to watch a few shows with me. She watched a few episodes of Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah.
Didn't think it was that bad.
Nice. Well, she quit.
Yeah, but she's like, watch your weird show.
Oh, man.
And don't get me wrong. She's a lovely woman, but she's a very smart girl. And she thinks it's odd that me as a 24-year-old is watching an animated show.
Yeah. Small town girl. That's what Adrienne likes, a couple of them. She really likes the movie Spirited Away.
Oh, I do too.
I told her that the Demon Hunter movie beat Spirited Away in box prices, and she wants to see it now. She's like, if it's that good, I want to see it.
Do you have HBO Max?
I do.
All of the Studio Ghibli films are on there.
I know.
They're amazing.
I told you about the Water Girl one, or whatever. Have you seen that one yet?
The Water Girl one. Which one's that?
It's the one about the girl that she summons rain.
Uh-huh.
And,
I don't think I've seen it.
It's so good. We watched it dubbed, and it was amazing.
Most of them I hear are actually good dubbed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer watching in Japanese or American?
Subbed.
I don't know why I said American.
I like to watch it subbed, but then I like to watch it dubbed afterwards, so I can pick up stuff I missed that I just didn't pay attention
to.
There are some episodes where I just kind of sit there and I get bored, so I look at my phone, and then 5 minutes later I look up and I'm like, oh, I just missed.
You're super lost.
I missed a bunch of stuff, but yeah, dude, JJK just ended.
Yeah, that
super sad.
Bro, we are getting blessed with these studios. Blessed.
Yeah.
MAPPA is one of the biggest studios right now, I'd say. They animated Attack on Titan, which is currently the literally the best top rated show right now. If you go to IMDb, they have 7 out of 10 of the top 10 episodes of all time are Attack on Titan.
Jeez.
Which is obscene.
Yeah.
And it's an anime.
What do you think about Attack on Titan?
Attack on Titan is my favorite anime.
Ever?
Hands down.
Oh, man. It's so good. It's like the Game of Thrones of anime.
It is. Because at the first of it, you're like, all right, this is odd. Uh-huh. There's big, naked titans running around.
Yeah.
Eating people. And you're like... Weird ass right. show.
The way they fight them, like with the like the hip like air yeah, compressor things.
Absolutely.
And the swords, I'm like, why wouldn't you just like shoot cannonballs in their face? You obviously have cannons,
right?
And it's so like crazy.
It's such an odd show that, to begin with.
Yeah.
And then over time, it turns makes into
so much sense.
An absolutely different show.
It's layers on like I mean, we're it's talking an onion. About. We're talking about, like, this show has every, has the Red Wedding, it has the Purple Wedding, it has every good thing from Game of Thrones,
right.
And then just so much backstory.
It's insanity. And you have to, like, follow along.
Yeah.
Like, if you miss an episode,
oh,
you might not know what the heck's going on.
You can't miss an episode, and you might as well just rewatch it immediately after you watched it.
Yeah.
You might
as well. I rewatched them twice, to be honest.
You, like this last season that started, I had so many questions because I forgot things that happened the season before. Mm-hmm. And then it's also not just the season before, it's the season before that.
Yeah.
And like, three, like it's like, where is this chick at? What happened to her?
She
died 2 years ago.
Just completed the book for it.
Yeah. Did you read it?
No, I refuse to read it. It's the only one I won't. Because I've watched Attack on Titan since 2012 when it started. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I need to finish it like this or else I'm going to be severely upset.
Yeah.
Other good shows like My Hero.
That one's just restarted up. That's one of my favorite ones. That's amazing underdog story. My buddy...
It's your typical underdog story.
Yeah. And it's getting hype.
It's set in a very odd world where 80% of the people have superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, falls around this guy who's quirkless, which they call your powers your quirks.
He has no superpowers.
And he gets gifted, essentially, a quirk one day.
Yeah.
It makes him
his only dream is to be, strong. Like, just a superhero.
Yeah.
For all the right reasons, too. He doesn't even
care. Yeah, he's a good kid.
He just wants to, like, be someone to save people. And the number one guy gives him superpowers. And now it's, like, unfolding. That one's getting really good now that we're learning a lot more backstory between, like, behind his stuff. Yeah, so much deeper.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, great. This last episode was awesome. The kid with the mouth megaphone thing was so sick.
He's a G, bro.
Oh my gosh.
I was watching that. I was like, I love him.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know who that was. Like, we thought that was somebody completely different until he was introduced.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's that guy.
He was from the tournament. You remember that?
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Like, when we saw him in the thing,
yeah.
He had the scarves around him. I was like, oh, he's like just some brand new guy.
I thought he was... Eraserhead's kid.
Yeah, I still think he is.
I think he is too. He looks way too depressed and happy.
Exactly. Yeah, so I don't know, man. It's going to be wild. That one's good. All the movies for that one are good too because you haven't seen any of the movies. Oh my gosh. All the movies for that are good. The first one and the latest ones are the best ones, I think. The second one is okay, but. Because the first one has awesome fight scenes, and this last one where they're on like the island or whatever has even better fight scenes.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, they're great. One thing I'm mad about, I'm mad that Black Clover ended.
Black Clover was pretty damn good.
I don't think it'll pick back up.
To me, it's like I like it a lot. Don't get me wrong, I think it's a very good show. I would not put it in, like, my top five, even.
Ooh.
Which,
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I think it's super cool. I think it's very cheesy sometimes.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely. It's a very typical, like, shonen anime.
So good.
Yeah.
I don't know what shonen means.
A shonen, they have, like, a whole bunch of different ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, shonen's the one where you fall around the main protagonist.
Oh, okay.
His parents are gone.
Yeah.
You know, like, and he becomes superpowered and saves the world. And that's very typical, like, shonen.
It's like Naruto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Naruto, Bleach, Black Clover, My Hero.
Okay, all the good ones.
Yeah, all the good ones.
The top five you just listed.
Yeah, it's like my preferred anime because...
it's a good story.
Yeah. It's a good story. It follows around like a good group of characters. It looks good. Mm-hmm. It's acted well. I don't know. Then like, they have other types like... I forget which one Misi said. Seike? Something like that.
Saki?
Where the characters wake up in a different world.
Oh, so like Sword Art and like the dungeon bullshit. Yeah.
So like Sword Art's the only one out of those that I've enjoyed.
That's a great one.
Sword Art made me cry.
A lot. That next season that they're going to do will be really good. I think they're going to. I don't know. Well, how did they end? Alicization ended. They're not in it anymore, are they?
Bro, spoiler alert.
Oh, it's been out for like 2 years. Shut up. It's been out. I think, that has to have another season. The Underworld was a phenomenal season. That took the whole thing to just another level.
Yeah, absolutely.
The killing was amazing. God. Once you add killing and I can see blood to these things, I'm like, awesome. Just put me on some Berserk.
Oh my god. Have you seen the Berserk movies?
Yeah, I've seen one of them. I got a buddy onto Demon Slayer, and he's like, I have one episode left.
Demon
Slayer
is amazing,
I was like, you know the movie for it drops this month, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, what?
Here in America.
In theaters. Yeah.
Are we going?
I don't know. I'm on.
I think we should go.
It's next weekend. I'm on vacay.
So, I think we should go.
Yeah, we'll have to set a time because I want to go see it.
All right, but
I don't want to see it dubbed. I want to see it subbed.
Is it subbed in theaters?
They're both. Apparently, there's both options. And I don't want to see it dubbed. I want to watch
it subbed. I do not want to see it dubbed.
No. I heard
it's... I can read, so I will read.
I might look and see if I can watch it digitally. I'll just watch a shitty copy. Right. I need to see it. I told you, I found it. I found the Japanese version with no subtitles a long time ago.
You don't know Japanese?
I don't know Japanese. No, arigato.
I started learning Japanese just for shits and giggles. And have not gotten very far.
No, yeah, so... But
that languages are hard.
The cinema... Jesus. The animation for the first 10 minutes of that movie is phenomenal.
We gotta think it's a theater production anime.
There's like... Yeah, there's no question. Beautiful. Like, there's no question this is like... I mean, we're talking about like the recent like Dragon Ball Super movies that looked amazing. The first 10 minutes of this...
I haven't seen Broly yet.
Broly's fucking awesome. This blew all of those out of the water... And I didn't see any action. I only saw 10 minutes of setup.
Damn.
Like, first 7 minutes is like setup of... You wouldn't even like imagine we're going this route with the story. And the next 3 minutes is the kids on the train. And then I was like, okay, I can't do this. Like,
So I read the manga for that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You said it's awesome.
It's freaking incredible.
I'm so hyped. I've been waiting for this movie for...
All of the shows that we follow, like, together, are gonna go off.
Yeah.
They are... I read all the books for them, except for Attack on Titan.
What's the other show we're missing, too?
I know we're missing one.
JJK.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's the next show I'm gonna get my buddy on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great, like, starter anime. If you're, like, just getting into it, JJK is a solid one.
You know how I know that show's phenomenal? Because when you go on Crunchyroll and you look up episodes, there's over 100 episodes for it because it's in, like, 10 different languages already.
Yeah.
Fully dubbed.
Yeah. Like when I pull it up on my app, it's 7 different series. Yeah. Like, German, Portuguese, Spanish, all of these.
All the main ones.
Yeah.
That's how good... Like, that's the go-to show. I guarantee that's the best anime since Demon Slayer came out. Like, there's no... I'll put it right up against Attack on Titans last season. That it's hand-for-hand good. That good.
Now, I know everyone, like, hates Attack on Titan stands or whatever they're...
Yeah.
But, like, damn.
That's, like... I mean, come on. Like, it's a... Like, Attack on Titan's great. And it's phenomenal.
No filler.
Yeah.
But... Also, all the shows that we're watching, no filler.
I know.
Except for Black Clover, and it only has a little bit.
Yeah. And even the filler's not even bad in that.
No.
Like, it's not like 7 episodes of, let's go find a leaf.
Yeah,
a
absolutely. Stick. You go over to the older shows, Naruto, Bleach,
oh my god.
One Piece. Oh my god, they're everywhere.
I can't, yeah.
Half the show's filler. You're like, shit, dude.
I still haven't finished it.
Did you guys even attempt to read the book before you animated?
Yeah, right. I'll never finish Shippuden.
Sad.
I can't. Sad. There's too much filler. I know everything that happens.
Boo this man! Boo!
I know everything that happens, so it's just too hard for me to like want to keep watching it.
You're missing so much.
I know. I want to go back and just like watch a Tachi story.
In my opinion, I have two different generations of top three. Mm-hmm. Like, Bleach. I haven't seen One Piece. I just associate it with them. Mm-hmm. So like Bleach, One Piece, Naruto, and Dragon Ball. Mm-hmm. It's an entire different generation for me.
It's like a little kid growing up.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Well, I watched those when I was like 12.
Yeah. I want to watch Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Which one's that?
So Dragon Ball Z Kai is Dragon Ball Z, but without fillers.
That sounds dope.
Yeah. That's why I want to watch it. Because I'm like, that would be the best thing ever. Just take out all these like silly episodes. Like, the only people that hate on it are the ones that want to watch the Piccolo Gets Your Driver's License episode. And I was like, okay, well, just go watch that episode on your own.
Yeah, and the biggest things with, like, those older ones that have hella filler for no reason mm-hmm. at all, like, I skip it.
I can't watch...
I haven't seen any of the fillers.
I can't watch three episodes of Goku getting a Spirit Bomb.
Nope.
Like, Super, where he did it in 5 minutes.
Beautiful.
Phenomenal.
Beautiful.
Phenomenal. That's cool.
Well, some of the older shows, it's just insanity to me how long they animated those. The Frieza fight in Dragon Ball?
Oh my gosh.
4 hours?
Yeah.
How many episodes is that?
Eight. Seven. Uh-uh. Seven.
That's 12 episodes.
4 hours. 4, 8, 12. 16?
Assuming you're watching 3 an hour at 20 minutes.
I don't know. 12. We'll go 12. 12 is probably right.
8 to 12.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a long time.
Exactly.
To be watching someone scream.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, I can't do it, man. So, if a fight scene lasts 1 to 2 episodes, I'm happy. 2 is, like something just happened. Like, there's
absolutely.
There's, like, something just happened in the middle of the fight. It's, like, broken up the fight a little bit, and now we're, like, back onto it.
Yeah.
I don't like... Or if it's like the fight happened, then another fight's happening next episode, and we come back to a third episode, we come back and finish it out.
Yeah.
That works for me 100%. But...
You're going to be absolutely disgusted.
7 episodes of just like no fighting happening just kind of makes me upset. Like the Tournament of Power in Dragon Ball Super made me a little upset half the time because I wanted to see a fight finish out.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, we're going to watch Flower Person fight... the guy with the belt, you know?
Yeah, some of them were like, super weird.
Or we'll watch the Namekians fight, you know, Piccolo and Goku or Gohan. And I'm like, I just want to see Vegeta beat somebody up right now. Like, that's all I want to see. I don't care about, like, I care about Universe 7 and then nobody else besides 11.
And that's, like, normal, I'd say.
Yeah.
I want to watch the main characters.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch so-and-so... Who's fighting so and so?
Obviously, I like Shonen. I don't care about Nonin or Honin or Bronin. I want Shonen.
Yeah, absolutely.
What am I going to be disgusted about? You got to tell me.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be disgusted.
What is this?
So, my second favorite show is Bleach, right?
Okay. You've watched all of them?
Oh, I've watched Bleach like 3 times.
Okay.
I fucking love it. And I like Bleach just because it's like a fighting anime. Mm-hmm. So they have obviously different battles in this arc, right? Mm-hmm. So there's like 15 versus 15 or something weird like that. Well, the arc has a beginning of the arc. Mm-hmm. And they did it for so long, they had to do a filler arc right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of the war because the manga wasn't done. So there's like 20 episodes of the battle. Uh-huh. They had a filler arc of 40, which is dumb, by the way. 40 episodes? Almost a whole year? Damn.
Of fillers?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And so the second part of it is 72 episodes. This is one war, by the way. And then after that, there's another one.
Nice.
And it's 13 episodes. It's all the same battle. 90 episodes of the same battle.
And 40 of its fillers.
Fucking crazy. No, not even counting the fillers.
Oh.
It's fucking crazy.
Oh my gosh.
But like, I don't get what it is with the older ones. Like, at the time, was that the thing where you like,
I think
I want to see a part of this battle every week.
Maybe animating just took too long to do.
That's what I wonder.
Like, I'm sure they probably do it on computers now.
Yeah, they're using like CGI and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which I mean, definitely, I'm very torn on it. How do you like the CGI?
I don't, well, like, who uses CGI? Like, does Dragon Ball Super uses it?
No.
Does Titan use it?
Attack on Titan, the last season, did.
Yeah, it looked good.
Where everything was very fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked good.
I like it. I think it should only be used, like, certain times.
I don't. Because
it's very noticeable from when you go from, like, the hand-drawn animation directly to CGI.
Yeah, I don't, well, I don't like the ones that are full, like, CGI. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell they're, like, 3D models. I can't
stand Netflix those. Animes?
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Some they should have brought back really good stories.
They should have brought back Knights of Cydonia, too. That show loved was it. So good.
I loved it. It's the only CGI show I like.
So good.
But,
yeah, that had some CGI in it.
I mean, my top three for right now? Or is Attack on Titan number one? Okay. Just because that's the only show that I've ever sat in there, or sat there and been like, oh my god, this is happening. Like, oh my god, my mind's blown every single week. Bleach, just because the storyline's nice,
yeah,
and I enjoy it thoroughly. Other than that, like, my third's up for grabs.
Really?
I have so many times. You say, like,
JJK, you can't put anything, like, right up there?
Well, I've only seen it. It's only been one season.
Yeah, and it's fucking amazing.
I mean, it's great. Yeah. But what if they don't animate in the second season?
They're going to.
But what if they don't?
Oh my gosh. If they try to pull a Black Clover on me, I'll be upset.
Try Hunter x Hunter.
I still haven't watched it. Where
they animated 140 episodes, and the author of the manga decided he wasn't going to do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with the...
There's like 300 chapters.
My Hero.
140 episodes.
My Hero, the guy said... Because this is like the final act, isn't it? Yeah, he said.
Yeah, they are right now.
He said that doesn't mean it's over, but like when I'm done writing like good stuff, I'm not gonna write it anymore.
Right.
I was like, that sucks.
Trent.
It's her. Oh man, I guess we'll fucking cut this one short because little Trenty's walking in. Cutie pie.
Look how swole! Oh my gosh!
Look at your chest muscles. Dang, is that Arnold?